I had been painting that morning, and Jackie was still living, your youngest sister was still living with me then, and she was outside in her bathing suit cleaning the pool and fussing around with it. And I got kind of tired, and I went to the my little private patio off my bedroom with a glass of tea and a book to rest a little while, and I smelled smoke. And having lived out there next to the sagebrush and dried weeds for 32 years.
Oh, yeah. We had a lot of close calls over the years.
Yes, we did.
And never really thought it would ever actually happen.
No. You never do. I think that's, if we knew it was going to happen, we couldn't live like that. Nature protects us in that way, I guess. But your antenna does go up when you smell smoke in the foothills in July, and I walked around to the west side of the house, and I couldn't see anything. I couldn't see any smoke or flames or anything, but the smell was getting stronger. But I went back to painting, and the next thing I knew, Jackie was outside the window of the room where I was, and she was hosing down the roof of the house and the pine trees out front, and I ran out the front door. I said, "What are you doing?" She says, "Mom, there's a fire coming." So we both went around back, and by that time we could see smoke. We still couldn't see open flame, but we could see smoke. So I ran in the house, and I turned on the radio and the television and ran back and forth between them hoping I'd hear something. And when I didn't, I called one of the local TV stations. And they said, "Oh, yes, there's a fire there. We covered it at the 12 o'clock news." And by this time it was well past 12 o'clock. And I said, "Well, do you know anything about it?" And the person that was on the phone said they didn't, but they'd cover it at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. By that time, I was standing on the west patio, and we could see open flames on the hill, just the next row of hills down the gully from us. And I said, "I don't think I can wait until 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock to hear about this." And sheriff's deputy came to the door, pounded on the front door, and told us to grab what we could, and he said, "Get out now." So I grabbed the baby pictures I had of you on my bedroom wall, and my wedding rings, and my watch, and my purse, and got in the car and drove to the bottom of the hill, and Jackie got Ghost, our cat.
The cat.
And got in her car, and we drove down to Ballantyne and parked by the side of the road. And when we got out and looked up, all we couldn't see the house at all. All we could see was a thick cloud of yellow smoke.
Oh, horrible.
But your mind's so scrambled at times like that. I remember Jackie asking me, "Did you lock the doors, Mom?" And I said, "Well, no, I left them open." She says, "Why did you do that?" And I said, "Well, in case the firemen need to get in."
Oh, jeez.
And long story short, she went to her boyfriend's house, and I went to the high school in Eagle, where the police told us to go. We didn't have any new information until you and Larry came and found me at 7:30 that night, and that's when you told me the house was gone. And that was the first time I knew it for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a terrible loss.
Oh, yeah. How do you think Dad would feel about the fire if he were here?
He would grieve the loss just as I did. I know he would. But he was always the kind of person who said, "Well, that's the way things are now. Let's move on."